Welcome to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church in Gorham, Maine. I'm Pastor Jonathan Marshall, and I invite you to join us every Sunday for worship. Sunday School for All Ages meets at 9:30 a.m., morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m., and evening worship service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek family night and prayer time begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday evening. In Genesis 26, we finally got around to the story of Isaac, a little more than just a vignette. We have been dealing with Isaac and Rebekah and their time with the Philistines and how they wore out their welcome and were asked to leave. Moses is a gifted storyteller. He knows how to keep our attention as we are reading through here, and he keeps us interested in what's happening with the twists and the turns and the cliffhangers. There are some in our text from Genesis 26, beginning with verse 26 in God's Word, the Bible. Now Abimelech had come to him from Gerar, along with Ahuzzah, his friend, and Phicol, the commander of his army. Isaac asked them, "Why have you come to me? You hate me and sent me away from you." They replied, "We could plainly see that the Lord is with you, so we decided there should be a pact between us and you. Allow us to make a treaty with you so that you will not do us any harm, just as we have not harmed you, but have always treated you well before sending you away in peace. Now you are blessed by the Lord." So Isaac held a feast for them, and they celebrated. Early in the morning, the men made a treaty with each other. Isaac sent them off. They separated on good terms. That day, Isaac's servant came and told him about the well they had dug. "We found water," they reported. So he named it Sheba. That is why the name of the city has been Beersheba to this day. When Esau was 40 years old, he married Judith, the daughter of Beeri the Hittite, as well as Basemath, the daughter of Elon the Hittite. They caused Isaac and Rebekah great anxiety. As we read through the story, at least the first time, we are not sure how it will all turn out. It seems to be headed in one direction, and then there is a side turn to it. In chapter 25, Jacob and Esau have been born and grown to adulthood. Then chapter 26 is a flashback to before the boys were born, dealing with Isaac and Rebekah and the time of the famine when they were there with Abimelech. Here at the end of chapter 26, Esau turns up again, and not in a good way. Just a reminder, Abimelech is probably a title, the same for Phicol. They are the same names used earlier when Abraham had dealings with the Philistines. Abimelech is probably the title for the king or a family name that was passed on from one generation to the next. The same is likely true for Phicol, who is commander of the army. These are very likely not the same individuals, even though they held the same positions as the ones who made a treaty with Abraham. God had promised someone of great significance would enter the world and be of significance to every family. He would be born as a descendant of a couple who could no longer have children, Abraham and Sarah. Not only was Sarah barren, she and Abraham were too old to have children. Yet God promised them a son. God reiterated that promise to their son, who was eventually born, who also married a barren wife. Rebekah could not have children, and God promised them offspring. Both of these couples had their run-ins with the Philistines, Isaac especially. They brought some of their troubles on themselves. It would have gone better for both Abraham and Isaac if they had told the truth and been honest about who their wives were, fully honest. Things finally came to a head, and the Philistine people were getting fearful of Isaac and his prosperity, so they asked him to leave. You have been listening to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church. If you would like a transcript of this week's program, please send your request to White Rock Free Baptist Church, 300 Sebago Lake Road, Gorham, Maine, 04038. For more information about our activities and service times, visit our website at www.wrfbc.org.